Hi, this is seniors Ava Pitts
and Marbel May here with the Panther Podcast.
Today we will be discussing the college admissions process and the stress that can come from it with Ms. Foy.
Ms. Foy is one of Seattle Prep's college admissions counselors and has helped hundreds of seniors over the years.
Keep listening to find out more.
Before we dive into talking about the college admissions process for this year's seniors, first we talked to Ms. Foy about why she wanted to be a college counselor, where she went to college, and her experience applying for colleges.
So I've actually been a counselor at Prep for a really long time. I started here in 1979 as a counselor, school counselor. And then I left for a while and worked in a public school as an assistant principal and came back to Prep in 1991, at which point I started doing college counseling and school counseling.
Wow, so a long time.
So for quite a while.
What made you want to do the switch into college counseling versus regular counseling?
You know, I think that what I really enjoy about it is I'm pretty much a detail goal-oriented kind of person.
Yeah.
So I feel like in the college counseling space, it's a lot about getting to know people, getting to know what their goals are, helping them attain them, but also being able to know what you accomplished too. It feels pretty satisfying to me to be able to do that.
That makes sense. So where did you go to college?
So I went to college to the University of San Francisco for my bachelor's degree, and I got actually a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And then I went to Gonzaga University, where it's where I really became a teacher, and to the University of Washington to get my counseling degree.
Interesting. And what was the college admissions process like for you? I know it was probably not the same as today's is, but...
Totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, when I was going to college, there was no college counselor. I went to a public high school.
Right.
And really, you just knew about some schools to apply to. So pretty much all of us applied to some UC schools. Anyway, I don't remember that much about the admissions process. We did take SAT tests, which are not as widely used right now, but and do the applications. But there definitely wasn't a sense of traveling around to visit schools or anything like that. It was kind of what you knew. And also, I went to a public high school, so not everybody was planning to go to a four-year college.
That makes sense.
The COVID-19 pandemic changed the trajectory of college admissions. Ms. Foy explains next a little bit about how and why this happened.
So, how do you think the college admissions process has changed since COVID?
I think a couple of things since COVID have changed. I think one, people are different, right? The world is different. And so, I think one thing is that COVID kind of caused people to be worried about more things in a lot of ways. And so I think in some weird ways, COVID has caused a little more stress in people's lives, students' lives as well. I think students worry a little more about maybe having missed out on some opportunities or maybe feel like they haven't been able to do all the things they would want to do to be prepared for college. There also has been a little bit of sense, I think, about your class who started high school virtually, which is pretty weird when you think about it, to spend your freshman year virtual. We'd never heard of such a thing before, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's changed in that people haven't been able to visit as many places. I think just developmentally people are in different places than they would have been before the pandemic.
For sure.
And so I just think it's changed people a little bit. And so the process has changed somewhat.
For sure.
And specifically, you know, some things have changed for the better. I think one thing that's changed for the better is colleges have a lot more opportunities for students to learn about them without having to visit them all. So they have a lot more virtual tours and presentations and ways for students to reach out and connect with the college.
Yeah.
And I also personally feel like the de-emphasis on test scores has been a really positive thing for the majority of students.
Yeah, that has been really helpful.
That's something we have kind of experienced firsthand, especially as seniors.
We love that. It's really nice.
Good.
We asked Ms. Foy about her personal experience with being a college counselor here at Prep.
Okay, so moving towards kind of like your side of the college admissions process, What is the most stressful part for you as the counselor to so many seniors at PrEP?
I think probably the most stressful thing for me is knowing how stressed seniors are.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is because people have perceptions about how this whole process should work. A lot of people think that there's sort of this straight path that goes from your achievement to getting into a good college, yeah, to getting a good job, and to having a good life.
Exactly.
And what I know, as a person who's much older than you guys, is that life isn't like that. Life is much more messy.
Yeah.
You know, how we get to the places where we really feel happy and satisfied and fulfilled is often a journey that takes us a lot of different places instead of a straight line.
For sure.
And I think for a lot of students, there's also this perception that my fulfillment, you know, my ability to do well, to be happy, to have a great life, is related to a specific college that I have to go to, or a specific,
yeah,
set of colleges. And what I know about this is that that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a lot of research that shows that, number one, the thing that is probably most important for future success is to try to get the four-year degree if that's in your wheelhouse to do it. But where you get it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And what matters more is finding places where it's a good fit for you. It's finding places where you feel like there's going to be professors that will mentor you, opportunities for you to do the kinds of things even outside of the classroom that lead you to find what you enjoy and be happy, communities where you can find friends.
Yeah.
And that isn't anything to do with a ranking or where a college falls. So I think there's a little bit of, I think that causes a lot of unnecessary stress for people because,
yeah,
they think, I have to accomplish a certain grade point, do certain activities to get to this certain goal. And the other part of that I think that's hard to watch is that what happens when people do that is you're basically trying to live lives that are not human, in the sense that there's, if you think about all the hours that people spend studying, all the hours that people spend doing activities, all the hours that you have to put in to try to achieve these goals that you've set, there's not even enough time to sleep a lot of times.
Yeah.
Which leads to more stress. So I think the thing I find most stressful is trying to figure out with students how to add life into the equation.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
and how to not be consumed with things that ultimately aren't going to really make the difference.
Yeah, I think that's definitely really common as competitive and as like a school as PrEP, and definitely lots of like glorifying certain colleges based,
yeah,
off name and based,
mm-hmm,
off prestige, which definitely I think it's easy for every student to fall into that, and just kind of breaking out of that I think is important.
On that note, so we were going to ask your opinion on, there's a new form or a new tier of schools that are enveloping, but like a step under Ivy Leagues that are now just as hard to get into,
mm-hmm,
and what's your opinion on that?
Well, so part of this is it's just something that's sort of out of the control of students and out of our control as well. I think you have to kind of think back to what has happened, and what has happened is that over the last many years, the Common Application, which a lot of you seniors are pretty familiar with, has become really popular. What that has done is increase the number of schools that students are applying to exponentially, right?
Yeah.
So kids are applying to a lot more schools than they used to be able to apply to when you had to do a paper application for every single school.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
So when that happens, what happens is schools are continuing to increase the number of applications that they're receiving, and so then they have to decrease the number of people they can take.
Right.
Right? And so it's basically a phenomenon, I think, that's occurring because of scarcity, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a scarcity of colleges. There's just a scarcity of availability in this smaller select group of schools. And so I think that's important for students to remember, because the other thing is the decisions that students get about colleges are not a referendum on them. I know you hear that, but it really is true.
Yeah.
It's much more a reflection of that college's priority in terms of how they want to build a class.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons it feels the way it is, and the reason that you see this effect of you've got these super rich kinds of schools, right, that are uber hard to get into, maybe they take 5% or less of the students, mm-hmm. and then you've got this impact coming down on that next group of schools, it's because you have many, many more students applying to them.
Right,
yeah. And because it's easier for them to apply to them.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's definitely something I've learned recently that did not even occur to me before, is colleges are more of a business mm-hmm. than anything else. And so if they're just trying to curate the perfect class, and you could have like the perfect resume for that college, but it's just based off who else is applying, which is really tough.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really important perspective to have. I actually recently read a statistic that I thought was so interesting. It's actually from this book I'm reading, which is called Never Enough. And it's just about when achievement culture becomes toxic. It's actually a really good book.
Oh, wow.
But in this book, she talks about this phenomenon of so many people applying to colleges. And so the quote, if I can find it in here, that I thought was really interesting, had to do with how many kids, like if you took all the high schools in the country and took all of the valedictorians and all of the salutatorians, so that mm-hmm. would mean all of the people in every high school who had the top two GPAs, you could fill every one of those top selective colleges several times over.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So that kind of gives you a little bit of perspective, right, about how many people are, I can't find it in here, but how many people are applying to these schools and why it's tough. And the reality is, they're not just looking for the people with the top GPAs. So maybe they're looking, it's interesting, last year, I'll give you an example. Last year, I was talking to the representative from Santa Clara University, which is a pretty popular school here.
Yeah.
And we had seen some students not get into the liberal arts programs that we typically thought might, and some other students get in who maybe weren't quite as accomplished. But what they said was, we didn't have as many people apply for engineering as we usually do, and we need to fill our engineering spots.
Right.
So that's an example of how colleges are looking at their programs, their priorities, and trying to find matches for that. So you could have you could be a really excellent student with an amazing resume, but maybe you're not filling one of their priorities, like you say, kind of a business priority, to craft a class that they want to craft. So you have to really have the perspective that it's not a referendum on you, but it's a decision that colleges are making based on a whole different set of priorities that you have no control over.
It's really just a numbers game, basically.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that was a lot of information and a lot of good information.
Finally, we asked Ms. Foy if she had any advice for PrEP's current seniors. This was her response.
Who may be listening.
Advice. My biggest advice is, number one, support one another.
Yeah.
Don't compete.
Yeah.
Celebrate one another and celebrate yourselves, because I think what I've seen over the years is everybody ends up going to a school. Everybody ends up with some really good choices. It's human nature to want to focus on the rejections that we get, but it's really, really important to celebrate the acceptances and to celebrate the opportunities and to be really happy about that for yourself and for one another. So I think that's my best advice, and also to really enjoy your senior year.
Yeah.
I mean, everything can't be about doing something for the next step, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we do that, we miss the parts of life that are so important, the friends, you know, the fun,
yeah,
the community
yeah.
that you have. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that was really good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
We want to thank Ms. Foy again for talking to us today.
We know college admissions can be stressful, as we are going through the process ourselves as seniors this year.
Remember to reach out to your college counselor for help if needed. And
good luck, all seniors!